So when it comes to music and stuff, like, how do you find new music in this day and age? Because you know how things are different now. Before, I used to catch music that I maybe didn't hear before, maybe say like from a commercial or maybe a television show that I watch, and they had some good music in the background or they had a band playing. And it's interesting because, you know, back in the day, sometimes they have on shows, they had fake bands, right? They wasn't really bands and they play fake music and it wasn't like music you could buy. But at some point, like with like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and things like that, they would have like, if they had a band playing in the club, just like with New York Undercover, if there was a band playing in the club, then it'd be a real musician, a real song and stuff. That's how I found out groups like Sibo Mato on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, or I heard about on New York Undercover. I think that was the first time I heard Anthony Hamilton. I
Oh, yeah.
first heard of him on the New York Undercover soundtrack, and he
Oh,
did a
snap.
duet on there. And he disappeared. And I didn't hear, I was searching for him for years. Like, where is that dude? Where is that dude? And I would never hear, he wouldn't show up on nothing. And I'm thinking, like, how could he have a voice like that, have a song that strong, and not exist? How could this be? And this is before internet. So all I could do is go ask or go to a record store and be like, hey, have you heard of this guy named Anthony Hamilton? Or has he did anything else? And I never forgot about him. And so when technology changed and Google became a thing, and you could search people up and stuff, that's when I started kind of searching for him and still didn't find too much. But then I started finding articles about him and how he was just almost in the machine of somebody being promised a career or opportunity and it never really panned out. And then one time I saw his name pop up on something, I'm like, I know that dude. He sang background. I know that dude. He had that one song. And like I said, I saw he was on So So Def, and I was like, my heart broke. But then when I heard that
That
album,
first album, woo!
oh,
Classic.
in spite of JD, he did not taint it, because I was afraid. You know, I was supposed to get puffy eyes or Jermaine Dupri eyes. Like, soul music and Jermaine Dupri don't mix to me. And so I didn't understand
But
how
they did
that,
on that one.
because he stayed out of it.
Yeah,
He stayed out of
that
it. He
first
had,
album was a masterpiece. It's a
yes, it
classic.
was.
It's a
Yes, it
classic.
was. Yes, it
Well, I
was.
mean, and even Carl Thomas' This Emotional was a great album.
Yes, it was.
Despite, without, you know, I don't
Yeah.
know how much Puffy was involved, but it was a good album. So,
Yeah.
but I know what you mean, though. But But, bruh, that's a great tidbit. I didn't realize that Anthony Hamilton was on New York Undercover, but I love that show. I hate it when it ended. And I love the end when you get to see the band playing the club.
Yeah,
So
that's what I
I
love
always
about it.
look forward to that part.
And it would be cool because you could see some groups that you like and they'll sing in some song, like some old school song. Like you might have like Guy, but they'll be singing a throwback song or it'd be, you know, and it's just kind of cool. So it's almost that combination of old and new and different interpretations. And that Casey, that's when he did If You Think You're Lonely Now. He redid that song
All
on
for Bobby
there.
Womack?
Yes, he did. Yes,
Ooh,
he
okay.
did. And
Yeah, I
he
could see
did
him
it.
pulling that off.
And he did it justice. Like he it made
Because
you go
that's
back and check
jam.
out. Yes.
Think
So
you're lonely now,
yeah, he
wait
did it.
until tonight.
And it was so funny that a lot of people found out quickly
Ooh.
that they thought that was KC's song. I'm like, you
No,
know,
that's
but they
Bobby
found out
Womack.
quickly, but it gave Bobby Womack another breath as well, as
That's
far as people
nice.
looking into him and stuff. So I
I
like when
love the
stuff like that.
Irons.
Yeah, so that was really dope. So how did you find music back in the day? And like, how did you come across music?
Back in the day, it was all off of television. It was Friday Night Videos. It was Night Tracks. It was MV3.
Oh, videos. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
That
it was music videos. It was MTV. But MTV was later for me. I was watching the music video shows before MTV got popular. Like I was watching, like I said, because MTV wasn't diverse at first. It was all just rock and roll.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and unless you liked what they were showing, you'd be like, eh. So, I was watching. I lived for Friday Night Videos. I lived for, and that would come on NBC on Friday night. I lived for Night Tracks that came on a cable network called TBS, WTBS, I think. And I lived for Night Flight. that would come on the USA Network late night, and they would show new stuff and old stuff mixed together, like, you know, Hendrix, The Cure, whatever. They they just went for it. And then people watched the video jukebox. I kind of missed that. Because when I was coming up, like, some of that programming was on certain cable networks, and I had Comcast, so I couldn't get all that stuff.
That was the East Coast thing, so we had, like, did you have Pump It Up? We had Pump It Up with D. Barnes.
Well, no, I saw it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't see it at first, but I knew about it later. Okay. The whole thing with D and Dre. But yeah, I remember it though. Yeah. So, but that was a great show though. So, and what else? That I think I'm missing one. MV3. MV3 was the first one I watched. Half hour show with Richard Blade, who's on Sirius XM. He's on the First Wave channel on Sirius XM. And he's on every day just about. He does First Wave Cruise. I thought he was Australian, but he's English.
Okay.
And I would run home after school, and for a half hour, man, he turned me out with the music, man, the alternative music. Yeah. Like, I saw, like, the last few seconds of English Beats I Confess video, and I was hooked.
Okay.
I got into him. I saw Oingo Boingo's Little Girls video. I saw Vanity 6 Nasty Girls on there.
Yeah.
I saw Thomas Dolby's Europa on there. Mm-hmm. So that got me into alternative music, and I didn't even know it was alternative music. I just knew I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what got me into different genres of music. I mean, in my house, it was R&B, it was soul, you know, and eventually hip hop, you know, kept, you know, rap music, or rap music that became hip hop. So it's music videos. So, and then when MTV finally started to get a clue, the world premiere of, like, Culture Club's videos. Mm-hmm. And of course, Michael Jackson broke it open for Black people. Yeah. So praise him for that. Yeah. You know, the Purple Rain.
Madonna.
When Cry was everywhere. Thriller was everywhere. Yeah. So that opened up. But it was all these music video shows that had nothing to do with MTV that really formulated, you know, just shaped me. You know, and as a kid, when I first saw my first music videos, I was so enthralled by it, man. I would sit there and try to tape them. I would tape them and watch them because I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Yeah.
It's like a little movie, you know? Yeah. So it was just fun. So there was no YouTube. So it just kind of blows my mind now. So
yeah, nothing was on demand. You waited your butt around. So if it played, like, on the hour, then you had to wait every hour to watch that video for them to repeat it, because they had to run out of songs or run out of videos eventually, so it would come back around.
Yeah. But,
like, videos, like you said, like Duran Duran, Hungry Like a Wolf, they would play all the time.
Yes.
Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield.
But the number two video on MTV, the first video they played was the Buggles, Video Killer Radio Star. The second one was Love is a Battlefield.
Yeah,
I remember watching that original broadcast. You're right, though.
Yeah, so all that kind of stuff. But then also later on, I would use on, like, when they play, like, on Video Soul and stuff, or even they had, like, the late night jams, they were playing stuff. It'd be interesting how often you could see a video for somebody that album never gets released. So a lot of times I found about albums that either they had a demo out or maybe an album that didn't get promoted, but I saw their video and I searched for them that way. So it's funny how that could go, and how videos was also used as a testing ground to see how songs would do before even an album would come out. So it's funny how that can happen as well.
Oh yeah, Young TV Raps too. Oh, I used to love that show.
Me too.
I watched Rap City later with Prince DeJour. It was okay.
Yeah.
But it was all about Young TV Raps.
Yeah, Fab Five and, you know.
And Love and Dr. Dre.
And it tripped me out that it was like a Dr. Dre, because I didn't even understand the concept that two people could have the same name.
I know.
And then eventually I'm like, wait a minute. That's not Dr. Dre. You know, it's not Dre. But it's funny.
Then it became Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, just to separate it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how I think about it now when I think about that one.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because now Ed Lover's on the radio out here in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's interesting to hear that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so, I mean, all that, I mean, that's what got me into it, you know. And then I would buy the cassettes at the record stores at the Record Town and Music Land when I was a kid.
We had Leopold Records and
I heard about that.
In Berkeley, and we have Amoeba and what's the other one?
Rasputin's.
That's it.
Yeah. So, and then America's Top 40 with Casey Kasem.
Oh, I remember Casey Kasem. The voice of Shaggy, the original Shaggy.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem. Yeah. So I used to love his TV show. Mm-hmm. Hearing on the radio was okay, but I preferred to watch him play the videos. Either that was Saturday or Sunday morning. I can't remember. Yeah. I would watch that, and I would get turned on that way, too.
So what about Dick Clark and also Soul Train? Did you watch those?
Oh, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. You know, we got spoiled. Yeah. Now, what you don't know, in Detroit, we also had a dance show called The Scene with Nat Morris. So it was like our Detroit version of Soul Train. So we had Soul Train, American Bandstand, and The Scene. And then when The Scene ended, it morphed into what was called the New Dance Show with RJ Watkins. Okay. So in Detroit. So yeah, we were spoiled. We got to see people dance. And yeah, I used to, and Soul Train was amazing because I never even knew of Black products until I saw those Soul Train commercials.
Yeah. That
was, you know, Ambi and
That's true. Yeah.
I didn't know about that stuff until I watched Soul Train.
Yeah.
So. So that was a cultural thing for me too, because I got to see all these beautiful people dancing in these great groups, and I'm thinking they performed. I know they was lip syncing, but
right.
I loved it though.
It sounds just like the album, because it is the album,
right? Exactly. And Dick Clark, I mean, he was fun too. I would just watch both to see who was going to be on. So
speaking of Casey Kasem and Dick Clark and stuff, the one original like icons I remember from back in the day on the radio was the Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, man. I remember him too.
Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing him. I used to see him on TV doing cameo appearances. Okay. I never heard his radio show, but I knew of him. He was a celebrity, though. I knew of him, though.
Yeah, he's his radio show. And then also when I got older too, another way I was able to find good music that I came across on accident was like when I go to concert, those opening acts, man, sometimes they'd be better than the group I went to go see. You'd be like, wait.
That's why you don't want to skip them.
Who is this? Yes. You know, they're out there trying to perform, do their thing. But two, sometimes they'd be hungry. Now, sometimes you'd be some folks and you'd be like, ugh.
But
for the most part, they are hungry. They're on point.
But you don't know unless you watch.
Yeah.
That's how I got turned on to Moonchild. I drove out to Santa Cruz to see the internet because the Oakland show was sold out.
Okay.
I hadn't been to Santa Cruz before. Don't you know, I'm by myself. I had a great time seeing the internet and Moonchild open up for them. And my mouth just dropped to the floor. So, and I met them after their performance and they were so nice. And Amber was so sweet. She was real cool. but I've been a fan of them ever since. Like, all because they were a great opening act. I mean, internet was great too, but it was just nice to see a new act that I wasn't anticipating on watching just blow my mind. So I know what you mean.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to find new music as well. And it's funny because even
though there's
more stuff out there, more music out there, it's almost harder now to be able to sift through and find good music that touches you. You know, it's just an abundance of it. It's funny, as much as I like music, even though, and I had the bandwidth to take it in before, but when I started learning that a lot at one time is almost like having nothing, was when I started, a friend of mine had hooked me up and knew I loved music and got me that deal where you pay a penny and you get 12 CDs.
Columbia Record House.
That was the best thing that happened to me and the worst thing. It was the best thing
too,
because I love all the music and I consumed it all and I got some great albums through there. The bad part was I had so many, I never sat with music like I used to because I needed to quickly get through it so I could get to the next album. It wasn't like, let me think about it. Let me re-listen to it. You know, I wasn't confined. I was like, on to the next one. And so it took me longer to connect to those albums because I had more options. It wasn't like you pay $18 and you had this album. You're going to sit with it for a few months until you get some more money to get something else. It's like I had everything instantly. So I could imagine how it is now for kids who never have to spend time with anything. They could just keep going on to the next thing and never really get, roots into anything because the options are just so abundant. And so it does, it's a factor. It's a factor, and it makes it a little bit complicated. But, you know, we still figure it out. We still kind of have our ways, and people who love and enjoy music finds a way to find it, you know?
Yeah. So now it's harder for me. I mean, I would go to the record store. I would go to Rasputin to see what was in the in camp. But I haven't been in the record store in a while. I have Amazon Music. I don't have the premium. Mm-hmm. And I use it, but I'm always asking for particular songs instead of just asking to play new stuff. So, and I have the Spotify account, but I don't really use it like that. You know, I go with people I already know, so it's harder for me to hear, to get new stuff. But maybe I have to just get more aggressive, more with using my Amazon Music. And I mean, I'm listening to my Sirius XM every day on my phone, so that helps. I tend to go to like the Rock the Bells station from LL Cool J, yeah, to the First Wave station, to the Soul station, to the Groove, to Heart and Soul, and sometimes the Bob Marley radio station. He's got a few different radio stations, actually. Okay. So I need to maybe broaden my net some, too. But I am listening to my XM every day, for the most part. I'm tapping in. But yeah, I used to trust the radio to hear new stuff. I mean, because regular terrestrial radio, man, I mean...
It is Jay back in for another one, and tonight I have with me
Captain Keith.
What's up, or what's up?
Oh, not much, man. you know, hey, life is good.
Well, just as much as we love movies and talking about movies, we also love music and talking about music, and wanted to do something where we could kind of both share our love for music. Sharing music is like sharing good food or a good book, you know, one of those kind of things that are personal to somebody and you just want them to kind of feed off of it too. And so I figured it'd be fun if we share a couple songs that, you know, nothing in particular, since this is the first one and we're kind of working it out. I wanted to just be some songs that really just stick to you, those just songs that caught you in a certain kind of way that you wanted to share, and in turn I'll do the same.
Well, one of the songs today that I picked, mm-hmm, I did hear on terrestrial radio first.
Yeah, no, terrestrial radio gotten better, man. Like I said, I think since it's competing with the internet, they have to have somebody there, you know, kind of shaking it up a little bit. So to me, I don't mind it. And it also gives me a little break too, because sometimes they'll put some new stuff in there that's kind of along with some other stuff that I like. And I'm like, okay, because I wouldn't have kind of came across it if it wasn't, you know, for the terrestrial and being on the rotation. Because there is some good stuff out there. It is. You might bump into it on accident and be like, hey, that's a catchy tune.
Well, yeah, I have a story about the one I'm talking about, too, because I was surprised where I heard it and what station it was on.
You know who I heard that I wasn't planning on being a fan of them, even though I knew they was around for a while, but the song was just so catchy, and I heard it, like, on Alice, and I'm like, oh, this is a good one, and it made me actually check out the whole album. It's Harry Styles.
I love that song.
Me too.
Yeah. I got the MP3 of it. Yeah, I haven't bought the physical album, but I will.
The whole album is pretty good. That song, Satellite, is beautiful too. It's on point. So for a while, that was my jam.
It's on my playlist on my phone. And the thing is, though, and that goes back to the Grammys. I'll just say this real quick. He deserved to win Pop Album of the Year. Yeah. Yes. But Album of the Year, that was some bullshit. don't make a big deal about Beyonce winning the most Grammys than anybody in world history, and then you don't give her the Album of the Year on top of it. That was some bullshit.
Well, you know, it's some politics. There's a lot of people who should have won and didn't win. And
but that would be business as usual, because we're used to that. But don't make a big deal about her getting more Grammys than any other artist.
They're going to take that. They're going to take the wins when they can get it. Even if it's like, you know, hey, you cheated to win. Oh, but I got that win, though. don't worry about how I did it. Don't worry about the balls deflated. Let's just keep going.
Hey, I know, right? Exactly. Oh, yeah. But Brady.
Win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so transparent. Like, okay, you want to pacify Beyonce. You want to pacify black people. You know, and it's like, oh, you think we're stupid. Like, oh, well, she got the most. So it's okay that she didn't win the Renaissance for Album of the Year. And so Lauryn Hill is the last black person to win Album of the Year? Her or Lil Wayne? I mean, I don't know. But it's just interesting. But the Harry Styles album is a good album, and it deserved to get Pop Album of the Year. But Album of the Year, I was like, I call bullshit on that. but it is a good album. Yeah, I didn't want to like it either. But when I heard that song, I'm like, this is a damn good song.
It is very catchy.
Then I got the MP3 of the whole album. I'm like, this is a good album.
All right. You know, my boy Micah, wise beyond his years, he was like, this song sounds like Take On Me. And I'm like, huh?
I don't get that, though.
It does.
I think the register, the keys are similar, but I hear the difference in the song.
Well, I think stuff is always is a copy of something, and they're always trying to tweak it enough. You know, it's a lot of stuff that sounds similar, and we have certain artists who is good at that, who will play around and take some classic soul music and flip it. And it sounds close enough, and you know.
I'm hearing it now. And Micah noticed that?
Yes. That's my boy. That's my boy.
I know.
That's my boy. I'm like, when you go on these shows and rake up all this money for all this trivia, you know, and movies and all that kind of stuff, don't forget where you got it from.
Exactly.
Because he knows names, faces, and addresses. So.
All right. But yeah, but okay. So, yeah. All right. So, okay. So the key riff. It's very similar. It's almost like inverted. So it's almost the same. It's not, but I hear it now.
You can sing one song over the other. They could be mashed. Put it like that. It could be a mashup. If it was on Glee, that would have been a song that he would have mashed together.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's crazy.
Let's get to the get down. So.
Yes, sir.
What song do you have for me? What do you have for me tonight?
This first song by Robert Glasper.
Love him.
I know. Jazz pianist. I didn't really know about him. I guess he had been making records for a while.
Okay.
I didn't get a hold of him, or he didn't get on my radar until the first Black Radio album.
Oh, okay.
And that album, which he won a Grammy for, the cover art got my attention.
Okay.
That whole album is phenomenal. And once I heard him do Smells Like Teen Spirit, I was hooked.
Yeah.
With him doing the talk box singing, it was just, I mean, but the whole album was great, though. The whole album was just soulful and jazzy. And he had Mos Def doing Black Radio. And just, so now we're, since then, he's had Black Radio 2. And Black Radio 3. And I believe Black Radio 2 also maybe won a Grammy. So Black Radio 3, I found the deluxe version of it, like a 2 CD set.
Yeah.
Or 2 MP3 set, and it's red, got a black and red cover. So this song, my favorite song, the whole album, I mean, the whole album I love, but my favorite song on here, it's called Black Superhero.
All right, so let me take a listen, and I'll give you my thoughts on it. Sincerely, we envy, so why we so envious? And why our own kind envy us? Pac said it's hard, but we gotta keep our head up. Going even though we know we fed up. It's tension, plus we ain't careful where we all pay attention. I need.
soldiers on the front line, fighting for the right, just one time. So unstoppable together at the same time, with the same mind. Yeah, we're born to be. I'm talking bulletproof, kind of suit, reflect the struggle that they put us through, with the strength to fight the power like Chuck D a do, with the insight to be equal, no, the sky needed a voice that finds reason to multiply people.
All right. Yeah, that was dope.
Mm-hmm. Your conversation.
Yeah.
Talks about God and black women and.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like, Steve. Robert Glasper, I've been digging him for a long time. He's played with like Bilal and Erykah Badu and stuff. He's been around, and I love his work because of how he layers things. I like how it's kind of funky and it's kind of soulful and it's kind of like gospel music in a way. And then he layers it a lot of times with the voice or somebody philosophizing or something like that. So I love his choice of, you know, when he pulls people together, like this one got like Killer Mike and BJ the Chicago Kid and Big Crit. So it's just like just the layering, the collage work that he does is just amazing. Everybody can't do that. It could be a hot mess when you have more than two voices on something. So to have several people, the styles and the type of music is all put together in such a way where it's telling another story separately and together is not an easy feat. And that's a great song, great choice. I dig it. I dig that.
Right on, brother. Right on. And believe it enough, because Eminem's radio station on Sirius XM, Shade 45, mm-hmm. they play that single.
They should.
Yeah. So
that makes sense.
And I think I might have heard it on the Heart and Soul radio station too on Sirius XM. But yeah, it's a great song. I mean, I love it. Every time I hear it, I'm just still just listening. You know, just envisioning it. So, and I didn't know there's a music video for it until we were doing the show today. So I'm gonna look at that later on. But yeah, it's one of my favorite songs on the album. It just, and then the ending, like I said, where he's talking about the black man and you know who he is and why he, you know, who he's supposed to be and what he's dealing with, and black women and who they are and how that's been downplayed and God and it's a great song. Yeah, I love it.
All right, so the song that I have for you to check out is this young lady. She's relatively new. I don't know. She has her own style, soulful, young chick, British chick. This song, Conceited. It was funny. I came across it on accident. Actually, I came across it on Instagram, and I saw this chick, and she's sitting in front of a. You know, she's at a laundromat, just kind of kicking it, and her laundry's going in the background, and she got this little catchy little tune. I'm thinking, like, that's kind of funky, and it's different, and the way she's singing, her delivery is a little bit different, and it just caught me. And it was funny because they only had, like, a snippet in the beginning because it wasn't released yet. And so it was like, oh, the album will be out in November, blah, blah, blah. And you kept hearing these people having messages like, please put it out now. I repeated 50 times in a row. Please just put it out. Just put it out. Just put it out. And so I'm following back and forth all week, just kind of seeing, you know, the responses. And I'll keep playing little snippets of it, you know, like it's a whole song, even though it's like a few seconds just looped. And then she had said, oh, I'm putting it out on Friday. And, you know, it was funny. I haven't been excited about a song coming out in a long time. So I'm sure she probably knew it was a cool song, but probably was surprised to get that big of a buzz and excitement about it. And so with that, it was neat to kind of see the beginning of something like this happening and also kind of being a part of it, because I'm also alone kind of keeping up with what's going on. And it's actually somebody, she started doing shows out here. I think she only did a show like in New York, but she came out this way. I would definitely check her out. But I was looking into her, and she went to the same school as Adele did, the music school, same one as Amy Winehouse and all of them. So she's coming from that kind of thing. And it makes sense because she kind of got that vibe. You know, she's different. And so this song is called Conceited. And so I think you'll dig it.
It's, all right, let's check it out.
I swim too quickly, cause big waves are hard to jump over. You're not sweet, not sickly. You don't taste like nothing when I'm sober. And I already wanna die. You just make it like 10 times worse. And I heard that you tell the guys I'm the worst. You come round on Monday, and goddamn, you stink like you've missed me. I find it funny. You don't close your eyes when you kiss me. And I'm sick to your puppy eyes. You said baby should never cry. Well, surprise, I bet no one's ever told you. You bought me some flowers, I gave them to someone else. Told me that you love me, you're just talking to yourself. I don't wanna know you, I don't wanna hear it.
So, wow, that's a cool song. I like it. And I enjoyed it. It was different. Didn't know what to expect. And the music was a trip because it was real funky. Yeah. And then, like, in the middle or towards the end, it picks up and gets really raucous and rocky. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. I'm like, so
expected, huh?
Yeah, it was. And I'm like, well, I need to hear the rest of this album because I'm kind of curious now how the rest of it sounds. Because, you know, she started off with this, and then she kind of ended with this. And it was, yeah, and I was watching the music video, too, actually. So that was cool. And I'm just like, she's, okay. She's definitely pushing the envelope just by this video and what I was seeing, just the imagery. So, but yeah, I was digging this. It's cool. I like her. Yeah, that's a cool song. I could see why that's a, you know, why that's like a hit. So, and that was her whole album out, or...
No, the whole album is out yet, just a single. But she already have 2 other albums that are out already that came out within the past few years.
Oh, okay.
So this is going to be her 3rd album, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to check out her old stuff. But yeah, thank you. That was cool.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have guessed that she was British.
Yeah.
See, because she don't necessarily sound like it. So, but neither did Amy Winehouse. So.
No.
So, but yeah, right on, man. She's cool.
Right on.
I can dig it.
All right. So what you got next for me?
So now this cat I heard on terrestrial radio. Okay. And I still don't know how to pronounce his name. I don't know if it's Bakar or Baker. But I guess maybe it's Bakar because his full name is Abu Bakar Baker Sharif Farr. Aquarius. All right. British singer known for his experimental indie rock style. Now, when I hear this song, I mean, I guess it has an indie rock feel to it. I don't know how to describe that sound for this song. I mean, I kind of hear that, but he's got like this really raspy, wheezy like voice where it's like if Lil Wayne was a real singer, mm-hmm. instead of a rapper, you know. Because it's similar to that. It's like he's struggling when he sings, but it sounds really cool when you hear him singing. That's why I like it. The song's called Hell and Back. And I heard this like on Live 105. Mm-hmm. I think I heard it on alternative radio. And now, when I heard the song, I did not know he was a British brother. So when I looked him up, I found the album on Bandcamp, but I think it's on Amazon too now. But yeah, so I was shocked because I hate to say it, but when it comes to alternative radio, I don't hear black artists on alternative radio stations usually. So I was very surprised to hear his song being played on terrestrial radio. So I bought the MP3 the album off of Bandcamp, and it's a great album. But yeah, Hell and Back was the song that started it all. And it's just, I don't know what it is. It's just a catchy ass song. And it's, I mean, I guess it's about you know, a relationship that just goes back and forth, you know, up and down. But when you hear him sing it, it just, it kind of has the same type of effect, like of any songs from the Smiths. The Smiths were great for having like lyrics that were depressing with the most cool and tranquil music to contrast it. And I kind of feel like the song does that on some level. But it has a different sound. It's just, yeah, I can't describe the sound. You tell me. I think you've heard the song before, but yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. It's a good album. The album's called Will You Be My Yellow? But Hell and Back, and it's either Bakar or Baker, but it's B-A-K-A-R, British brother. And he's cool. Yeah, I dig him. I like him a lot. So.
All right, so let me take a listen to him. Let me check him out.
Would you be my light, be my yellow? PYT walking down for a better, put a smile on his face at the end of the day. MDMA helped us fly away. Who'd have known you would save my life? Who'd have known you would fly my kite? Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely.
Song loved it
right,
loved it. It's like there should be more songs like that, and it's funny because that's a song that people were considered not to be like a black song, even though it's very much, it's modern, but it also got a throwback sound. It's almost like a beach song. It's almost like remember the Rascals was Cruising on a Sunday Afternoon?
Yes.
On a Sunday afternoon. Get away too soon. No.
Kind of, it's like one of those, yes, kind of songs, or, you know,
yes,
that we used to have more of back in the day. And I'm glad that a brother decided to kind of go that route with the music. Because it's funny. We can have stuff in us to do, and sometimes it's just so hard to find the door to let us in to express that part of us. Because I'm sure it's a hard sell. Even though if somebody else is doing it, gonna be no problem at all. But it's always interesting how it's almost easier for somebody else to do like soul music and get in, or rap music to get in. But then when it comes to us and quote unquote alternative music, or something that's quote unquote not sound like black music, I'm sure it's very hard. You know, I'm sure it's hard for like Ben Harper and Eagle Eye Cherry and all those kind of. So I miss that type of music, and I'm glad that this dude is doing this thing, because it's definitely a place for it, and we need more of it.
Amen, brother. Yeah, it's a good album. I mean, it's a good song. And like I said, you're right. It's a great throwback, and it does have that feel, like that summer beach feel to it. Yeah. It was just hard for me to describe. I just knew I loved it when I hear it.
Yeah.
It just makes you, just relaxes you, and you're just moving your head. You're like, okay. And like his voice is just kind of mesmerizing. I'm like, who is this guy? You know, it's something new and different. You know what I'm saying? When you hear his voice. Yeah. And I feel like he's one of those artists that has a voice that's so distinct that the melodies from his voice can create a distinct sound that is uniquely his.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, we've had other people do that, like Tricky and Bjork. You know, I always marvel when a new artist can come along and create a sound, you know, that's all their own, that's not being, that isn't mimicked and copied from somebody else.
Right.
But so, I mean, I feel that way with him because of his voice, you know, and how he sounds. But cool, I'm glad you dig it though, man. Right on, man.
Amy Winehouse almost had that quality where if you didn't know any better and you was digging and you didn't see the album cover, or the album cover was like retro, you would have thought you found a lost album from back in the day, and how come I didn't know about this hit?
Right.
You know, like, oh, this is catchy. How come I never?
Yeah.
That's a new song. Like, what? So. Yeah. It's kind of got that kind of thing going. So the second song that I would like to share All right. So the name of the group is called To Another, like T-W-O, Another. The song is called Coming Alive. And it's one of those kind of songs that is just smooth and laid back. And it's kind of like these two white dudes. And they're kind of doing this kind of like this soul music. And the way I came across them, I was going to a concert and they were one of the openers. And it's a perfect example of going to see somebody and you seeing an opening act that's really just bringing it. And it's very familiar sounding. It reminds me of kind of like Jamiroquai, kind of reminds me of Robin Thicke. It kind of got that. But if you just want some kind of chilling, laid back kind of music, you have it on for, you know, you and your lady, or you just want something that's smooth and you can just kind of go into. And it's funny, when you have songs kind of like this one, it's almost so funky, but it's also stripped down. And so the person singing got to have a good voice, because you're going to have to flow on top of that nice, smooth sound. And so these two guys together are just really something special. And I'm definitely a fan just off of that first time seeing them. And I've just been kind of just digging into all their albums that they had. And they are really something. If I found out they were coming in town and it was just them, I would go just to see them. And it was just like one of those great finds. And I hope you enjoy it. But I really, really enjoy these dudes.
All right. Okay. Let me check it out.
Come alive. Come alive. Come alive.
I can feel your love some mornings. Feel the empty sheets. Yeah. And it comes on with a warning, like the air I breathe. And I must have done something right. Had love my whole damn life. Am I in need of something from you? I'm on a road to your perfection. I don't need correction. Am I in need of something from you? So please don't try and shade me. I've been so patient lately. I'm just everything you want to be to be. Every now and then I smell fire burning. It's like the earth ain't turning. I'm just everything you want to be to be. Now I'm just coming alive.
Yeah, that's a real good song, man. Thank you. Yeah, you were telling me about them the other day.
Yeah,
I really like the keys on that. It's real soulful. It's soothing. It's funky. It reminded me a little bit too of Remy Shan.
Yeah,
he disappeared.
Yeah,
I think he might have made one album, two. I don't know, but yeah,
he made two albums.
Yeah. So yeah, I like that song. That was nice. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get their stuff. I'm digging that.
They definitely got their Blue Eye Soul thing. One of the guys is from the UK, the other guy's from the US, and they met in Sydney, Australia for this music program thing. And they kind of became best friends out there, and they make music like over the internet, you know.
Like the foreign exchange, right on.
Yeah, and so it was kind of interesting and cool. Like at the show, they were saying how this is the first time they were able to really create music together, like on the tour bus, traveling and going on tour to actually be face to face and working on new music and stuff. And, you know, they're definitely inspired by Motown and stuff like that. And also like R&B and hip hop and stuff. So you could definitely tell. And I love when you're inspired by something, but you don't. You know, sometimes you could be pretending and stuff could sound like, you know, kind of like karaoke. It could kind of sound like you're kind of forcing it. And I don't feel that when I listen to their music. It feels, like I said, it's like it's coming from a genuine place. And I appreciate that.
Right on, man. Yeah, that was cool, man. It had a nice chill vibe to it. I enjoyed that. Yeah, and I was, like I said, the keys are really funky. kind of surprised me. I really enjoyed that. So yeah, it's cool.
All right, so what do you got for me next?
So my finale is, man, I've been, my girl Little Sims, man. I've been digging her a lot lately, Little Sims. And it's funny because this episode we're doing is very British right now with these artists. They're all like, with the exception of like Robert Glasper, they're all British.
Hey, just like our superheroes.
I know,
Superman,
right?
Superman was British, and
right,
Spider-Man's British.
You're right. What's so, what's really going on? So yeah, yeah, Little Sims, you know, British rapper. I know, right?
UK in the house.
exactly. UK in the house. So she's got, so her first three records, you know, grew quite a buzz. It was a curious tale of trials and persons, Stillness in Wonderland, which I do have that one, and Gray Area. I don't have that one. I picked up her latest album, No Thank You, and the album before that, Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. But so off this newest album, No Thank You, the song called Gorilla, I saw the video, my mouth dropped to the floor. I feel like the music video deserves some awards. Like, it should be best video of the year, best rap video. She said in the interview that she was influenced by Missy Elliott, and I see some of that in this video. But her wordplay is amazing. Just her style and delivery. She's very reflective and just observant and introspective. She's, you know, I would love to hear her on American radio, and I don't see that happening. However, when she comes to town, she's selling out her arenas. I mean, she's selling out her venues. I love it when artists that we like, especially underground indie artists, whether it's rap, rock, or whatever, are selling out venues, even if they're smaller venues with no airplay. I love that. It just shows the power of a grassroots movement. And the power of the underground and the love of the fans. So, you know, so she's definitely on my list to see live. I've seen some of her stuff on YouTube, her performances. She's amazing. But this Gorilla song is just, it's just, like I said, the wordplay, the metaphors. She's killing it, man. She's killing it. And like I said, you want to see that video. It's, yeah. If I could give her an award for best music video, I would do it myself. I love the video she did. It's cinematic. It's very creative. And you get to see different facets of her. And it all just seems to be very sincere. But she's one of my new favorite MCs.
Okay.
Yeah, she really is. I'm going to go back and get her other records. Like I said, I have the deluxe version of Stillness in Wonderland. I had that. That came out in 2016. But I don't have Curious Tales of Trials and Persons or Gray Area. But I'm going to get all her stuff like on CD. But yeah, I dig her a lot. She's great. I mean, it was a toss-up between this song and a song off of her album before that. But that we'll probably get to in another episode, because that's the other song I've been listening to from her a lot. Called Woman off of, but I digress. Gorilla from Little Sims. Yeah, let me know what you think.
All right. Let's take a listen.
Sim Simmer, who got the keys to my blood clot? Bimmer, big time driller, monkey to gorilla. Who is this woman that I'm seeing in the mirror? Drink 42 and smoke cigar. Name one time where I didn't deliver. Silent figure, I was just on the ends, dropping gems with my friends. I got a 3310 and a pack of blems. Then got the gold, full black, circle back again. Rapping when nothing progressive was happening. Ooh, pain tolerance couldn't break us. Pay homage if you respect how we came up. Cool. trying to get to the paper. Hitting from Jamaica might do me a favor. True. Big simmer, dipping 10 toes in that ice cold river. Bank got bigger, been a different species. Tunes in a locker, been waiting to unleash these. It's a no show if you can't guarantee fees. I ain't got one threat to consider. Heaven and earth attached to one pillar. Rest in peace to Mac Miller. New Sims dropped to shake the whole shit up. What's next? We'll be here for months talking about prospects. Staying on my job, yes sir. And rain is against her. I'm river resistant on my polyester. Run through the jungle, they should have never let her. Cuts and wounds, I hope never will fester. Yeah, big art collector, silent investor, film director. Beating on my chest, going ape shit. Putting in a grave shit. Ain't life what you make it, yeah, it is.
All right, that was dope. That was dope. I heard a little shout out to Missy. I heard the horns and the, you know, the little samples sound all grand, and it goes back to almost like Tribe, almost like kind of that kind of jazzy kind of drum beat.
Yeah,
very witty. I like her bars, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I like a little sass with her little voice. She got a little accent kind of going.
Yes.
Kind of remind me like Estelle. You know how sometimes we put a little accent in the flow.
Oh yeah. She's got bars.
Huh? So where'd you first come across her?
So I first came across her on Bandcamp. There was a feature on her.
Oh, okay.
Off Stillness of Wonderland album. Yeah, I read a feature on her on Bandcamp. So I bought that deluxe version there. And I liked it, but I pushed it to the side. You know, I probably need to go back to it now after picking up her last two records. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, like, even like, you know, you and I spoke about it before, like, you know, when Illmatic came out, you know, it went over my head. I didn't even really know about it. And then years later, Stillmatic came out. I bought that, and I loved that album. And I went back to Illmatic, and I was like, oh, I get it. So I feel like I might have that feeling with Stillness in Wonderland. But she was in the press, and she didn't get, you know, she got my attention when I saw her in the feed on YouTube for Gorilla. Okay. So I'm like, okay, is she working with, you know, Damon Albarn and the Gorillas? Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize it was a single. So I saw the video, I saw the freeze frame of the video and how they looked with mask on and like guerrilla warfare and stuff. So right. I played the video, and like I said, you know, it took me back to when I was a kid. My mouth dropped to the floor, you know, and I kept watching all the different changes and just her work, between her wordplay and the imagery of what I was seeing, I was hooked. So I loved it. I think I watched it like two or three times. And then I got the album, and I love it. And she's been popping up in the press. Also, there was these brothers on YouTube who started reviewing some of her videos. Okay. They reviewed that video. After I watched Gorilla, I saw some reviews on people watching Gorilla, and they were all like me. They loved it. They broke down her bars and how much they liked her. Yeah. And it was cool to see some, you know, especially these men, especially the black men, you know, big upping her, you know, giving her props for her bars. Because I can't tell you how many times I've heard some men say, I don't like female rappers. And I look at them like something's wrong with you.
All right. We're coming to the end. So this is the last one we're going to end with. This one is my number three. This is my last one. And it's not necessarily number three because it's my least favorite out of three. It just so happened to line up this way. And then it kind of went through the flow of the kind of the songs I chose already before. All right. So this young lady I came across, matter of fact, on Amazon Music. It was like one that was sort of kind of suggested, but not really suggested. I saw the album cover. It was just kind of her there in black and white picture, big hair, you know. I thought, let me check her out. It was a trip. And to my surprise, her music, you know, was on point. Her voice is on point. The music selection is on point. What surprised me, well, it's a sister, but it surprised me that she's Dutch, and she signed to Roc Nation. And the only reason made me wonder and even think that something else is going on, because one of the songs, or a few of her songs, had some features, and she used some samples from some music. And I'm thinking, like, if you're just coming out and you're not connected, how would you get these samples cleared? And how would you get these people featured on your album? So then when I saw that was Roc Nation, I was like, that makes sense. So that kind of put my puzzle, because, you know how it is. After years of listening to music and knowing how the business and stuff goes, certain things, you know, need to add up. And so... that was a situation with her, and her name is Nicole Buss, B-U-S. Go figure with the name, but that has nothing to do with her sound. She's on point. Now, on this particular song that's called You, she did three different versions. She has one version, I believe, with Rick Ross. She has a version with somebody else. She has a version with just herself, and she has a, you know, a version that really caught my ear. Only because she's using a sample from the Wu-Tang Clan. And so when you have a feature that's Ghostface Killah and you are on top of a Wu-Tang Clan beat, that's peanut butter and jelly. So that had to be the one I picked for my last one.
Ghostface Killah!
Yeah, so check this one out, man. Nicole Buss, song's called You, featuring Ghostface Killah. Let me know you think.
She got Tony Stark's on there.
That's right.
She got the Iron Man. All right. Check this out.
Come on. That man is fine, many fine, yeah. So fine, that's why he's mine, yeah. Real cute, like Iris Elba. So smooth, like goes from power. I don't mind, no, I don't mind, yeah. If he got Steph Curry's eyes, yeah.
Smile, no fluoride. Kiss around your neck like a bow tie. Cigar leaves under palm trees. Emirate flight standing in France with a calm breeze.
So, I like the song. I like the production a lot, actually. My only complaint with that song is that her voice needs to be raised up more. She sounds great, but I feel like I wanted to hear more. I feel like she's almost buried. The music is almost burying her voice. Ghostface, crystal clear. She's good, but it's like I feel like I had to strain a little more to hear her. To hear her more.
Yeah.
She sounds good, but that mix, like I said, they need to raise her voice up some so you can hear more of that power. But I like it though. I do like her voice. She's very soulful, very funky. That is amazing, that mix. Wow.
Because it's like on point.
They tease you with the Wu-Tang, they tease you with Cream, and then they punch it in and you're like, whoa. And it sounds really good. It doesn't sound out of place. Like I said, I just feel like I wanted her up just a little bit more so I can focus more on her singing, because she's real soulful, she's really good. But yeah, that's my only complaint. I want them to raise their voice up more.
They got the version without anybody on there too. That's an option as well. Like I was saying, she has three different. She has one with Rick Ross, the same song,
right,
with herself and with Ghostface.
Okay, so yeah,
but there's different features of that. There's three different versions of that song,
which is smart. That's smart.
Same beat though, same beat, but different guests.
But so I want to hear it just for her.
Yeah,
but she's good though.
Yeah,
she's good.
The whole album is solid. Different vibes for each one, but still kind of in that pocket in a way. We're still kind of modern. The sample choices is very interesting. And I like what they did with the different kind of samples that they did. Because she kind of always have like a little chachetette in there.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of reminded me of, in a way, of how Mary J. Blige's first few albums were, where it's a little bit of hip-hop and R&B. And mm-hmm. certain samples, unless you knew them, it's kind of like, oh, she's using this sample from this. But it's mm-hmm. kind of flipped in an R&B kind of way. And yeah. so even though she's not using the same... like, you know, the same albums that, say, Mary J. Blige would have used, she is using some albums that we would be familiar with, and she kind of flips them in a different kind of way.
When I heard that mix, I felt like she was letting loose, and they turned her down. But I'm going to listen to the one without anybody but her, because yeah. I want to hear that version. But no, she, that mix was so dope, and it had so much power in it, yeah. especially when they went full force with the Cream, you know, sample. But there's power in that song, though. There's power to that single. Yeah. A lot of power to it. So, yeah, you got me wanting to hear more of her now. Definitely.
Yep, Nicole Buss. Nicole yeah. Buss.
So, right on, man.
So, right on. All right. So, we're coming to the end of this episode. A lot of good songs. A lot of good sounds. Even though I'm sure folks know about the ones we selected, I'm sure maybe not everybody heard of them before. And it's kind of funny how that could be. How somebody can have like a decent following, but then also if they're not on your street, you wouldn't know that they were there. And so hopefully some of these would have been new for some of our listeners, and you know, they can explore as well. I can try something new with this, as far as like, if you guys are listening to this and you heard something that you were digging, let us know what you dig in, what you heard before, what you didn't hear before, or any suggestions for us to check out any songs in particular, because you know, we're both always kind of looking for new music, you know, to add to the playlist, of course. Next one will be, you know, exploring three more from each of us. I haven't decided yet if we're going to pick different genres or not, but I it's funny how it kind of pulls together like that anyway. Even though it's not on purpose, it still kind of turned into that, you know.
Right.
That's kind of how it goes, and it makes it kind of fun to see what's going to happen next. But yeah, so, but yeah, man, this was fun, man, and I appreciate you coming through and, you know, us doing this. I think it was, like I said, it was a matter of time. Like I said,
it's yeah, it's my pleasure, man. I'm looking forward to the feedback after they watch this episode, because I think they may have heard some of the songs that we played, but I don't know. I think we had a good coverage of stuff that's, it's just not mainstream. I mean, it's getting some play, but it's not mainstream. It's not yet, so.
Right. And it also kind of shows our love for music and the fact that we are not stuck in necessarily any kind of pocket. Because, like, we all, each of us chose some relatively new folks. This yes. is not like, I'm talking about, you know, relatively new within, like, you know, the past couple of years, if that, if not yep. less. So, you know, we could have easily been throwing up some old, you know, classics that somebody maybe not heard of before and be like, hey, have you heard this before? I think it says a lot that we did find some new sounds that we still related to and we thought would be worth sharing. So I think also when you are coming up with a collection of music to share with somebody, I think it's a different mindset into it, and you really sharing what you think somebody's going to enjoy versus like, oh, here's whatever. So I think that having it in mind to share it with somebody for them to get something out of it. And I think that adds to the, you know, to the serving of the songs and stuff. But it's a lot of good music out there. And even though sometimes it's not as easy to come to, it do kind of make you appreciate it a little bit more.
When you get it, when you come across it.
Right.
I agree.
For sure.
That's what's up.
All right. So that was Keith and Jay. Until next time, peace.
See you somewhere out in space.
Thanks for listening, and please like and subscribe. Be sure to check out past and future episodes of this show, along with my other shows entitled The Movie Bench Quarterbacking Podcast and The Jay and Podcast, available now on all streaming platforms. Until next time, peace.